to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to the bonus edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell. I was down at Heffron High Performance Centre at Maroubra today, interviewed right centre Isaiah Tass on a number of issues, his young baby, and obviously the upcoming clash with the evil empire, the Roosters. He spoke about his little mate, Lachie Ilias, being dropped, and Dean Hawkins obviously coming in. Everyone down at training was pretty happy for Dean, who has been really patient in the background waiting for his opportunity the last couple of years. It comes this week. Dean brings a wealth of experience and knowledge, absolutely obsessed with football, got a great kicking game, good game manager, genuine halfback. I think it'd be a big boost for the side this week. And just the way the energy, the tempo was up, they looked like they were doing things at a higher level, a higher speed. Got a couple more sessions this week leading into the game, but pretty confident we'll put out a better showing against the Roosters this week in round three. Definitely, it's not time to panic. Have a listen to what Isaiah had to say. Okay, first of all, mate, how you been?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Feeling good, feeling fit. Two games in now, getting a bit of match fitness, so happy days.
And family life, mate, it's changed in the last year, mate. Got the baby, yeah?
Yeah, you got a little baby now, so family life's been good. Been love having her around. She's one of the kind babies. She's really, really good.
And has mum and dad had a chance to get down? And
Mum and dad's had a go at coming down here. So they've been helpful as well. So has her family. They've been helping us get through life, and it's been good.
And what about Vegas, mate? Not many blokes, and when got a young baby, get a chance to go to Vegas. How was that experience, mate? And obviously San Diego.
Yeah, no, it was good. I think just the whole experience of being in America and a whole different experience, a whole different lifestyle of how they live. Definitely would love to do it again as a little holiday somewhere. But I think that time will come where we get South will probably go over again one year. I hear there's a 5-year deal going on or something. So see what happens.
Yeah, for sure, mate. And we've seen Sut carving it up there on one of the beaches there. Did you get a chance to paddle out with him?
Yeah, I had a go out there with him. I think it was just the whole scenery. You see it in movies, the whole pier next to the water, surfing out there. I think that was just mind-blowing within itself.
And water temp's cold there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But lucky Sut's got the hookups. Got us boards and wetsuits, so happy days.
Off Presto, yeah. Toddy Presto. Yeah. Good man, mate, from down there in Gerringong. He's a former pro surfer himself, mate. What about the rivalry coming up this week, mate? You've had a big taste of it the last couple of years. You scored that last try in the 2022 final, mate. And the boys at South Sydney got a video of your dad cheering. That was a big moment, eh?
Yeah, no, that was definitely one of the best moments that I can think of being at this club. Getting that whole video of dad, I think that just made it even more special. But yeah, the rivalry.
Didn't he have a big smile on his face?
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. Beer in his hand, a big smile, can't beat it. But yeah, I think the whole rivalry with them is new year, first time versing them, so it's going to be explosive.
Yeah, and they're coming off a loss, but we've got Captain Cam Murray, one of the biggest effort players in the game maybe you've ever seen. It's his 150th game, bit of a milestone game. I bet the boys would like to get a big win over the arch rivals for him. Plenty of motivation.
Yeah, we're going to have definitely a big motivation behind it. Big Cam's 150, a captain, and Jackie Wyden's first game. I think the energy is going to be off the roof, and I think the boys are going to turn up like we do every week. But just it's going to be a special one, playing for something a bit more.
Yeah, and you've had a positional change this year on the right edge. You're having a combination with Lockie, and Lockie's been tapped on the shoulder. Maybe just lost a bit of confidence, Lockie, but still one of the best defensive halfbacks in the game, in my opinion, but I'm sure he'll bounce back at some stage.
Yeah, definitely. I think just as a half, that's what happens, I guess. But I guess he's going to bounce back bigger and better for this. I've been loved playing beside him, and I don't think anything's going to change playing next to Dino.
And obviously, Tano's had a massive preseason. Had a great game on the weekend, 158 yards. Loves to roll the sleeves up, strong as anything.
You must be happy for him.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to see Tane get his get that wing spot. He's a confident player. He helps out a lot with his chat and everything. And I think just having him in the side, he also brings that energy. He's funny. He's just a good bloke.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us on Rabbitohs Radio Podcast, mate.
Thank you.
On your tassie.
Rabbitohs Radio Podcast would like to thank our valued sponsors, Daryl Lee, the South Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sanson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.